Texte numéro 95. Starmer to promise light at the end of tunnel. Sir Keir Starmer will warn of a shared struggle ahead, but say there is light at the end of the tunnel for the country, in his first speech to the Labour Party conference as Prime Minister. The PM will say tough decisions need to be taken now to build a new Britain. Since winning power, the Labour government has painted a bleak picture of the public finances. But in his speech, the PM will seek to present a more positive vision for the future. In his speech, Sir Keir will promise a future of national renewal. The politics of national renewal are collective. They involve a shared struggle, he will say. A project that says to everyone, this will be tough in the short term, but in the long term, it's the right thing to do for our country, and we all benefit from that. Echoing the message his Chancellor gave in her speech on Monday, Sir Keir will say that if we take tough long-term decisions now, there will be light at the end of the tunnel. However, he will warn against easy answers and offering false hope. Sir Keir will also announce a new legislation to crack down on welfare fraudsters, which Labour says is expected to save £1.6 billion over the next 5 years. Under the plans, the Department for Work and Pensions will get new powers to investigate suspected benefit fraud and recover debts from individuals who can pay money back but have avoided doing so. Labour said there would be safeguarding measures to protect vulnerable claimants. Elsewhere in his speech, Sir Keir will commit to reducing net migration by training Britons to fill vacancies in the jobs market rather than allowing employers to rely on overseas labour. The party has accused the previous Conservative government of leaving a £22 billion black hole of unfunded spending commitments in the public finances, something the Tories have disputed. Sir Keir will repeat the claim in his speech, saying the Tories have also decimated public services, leaving communities held together by little more than goodwill. But he will warn the pockets of working people are not deep, and public services will need reform as well as investment. Just because we all want low taxes and good public services does not mean that the iron law of properly funding policies can be ignored, he will add. Labour has repeatedly promised it will not raise taxes on working people, including VAT, national insurance and income tax. However, the Chancellor has already said she will have to raise some taxes in October's budget because of the state of the public finances. Adapted from BBC News, September 2024.